Hello, luminous viewers, and welcome to Cinema Scene. Mystical creatures, unusual animals, and imaginative beings come alive through the creations of skilled artists. Today we will travel to fantasy worlds to visit these interesting characters through the three films Where the Wild Things Are, Nine, and Monsters vs. Aliens. The first featured film is 2009's Where the Wild Things Are, inspired by the beloved children's book written by American writer and illustrator Maurice Sendak. The movie was directed by Oscar-nominated Spike Jonze, whose films are known for their interesting and abstract styles. The music by American composer Carter Burwell and Karen O of the rock band The Yeah Yeah Yeahs adds to the fantastic atmosphere of the film. The film centers on a young, imaginative boy named Max, played by the energetic vegetarian actor Max Records, who embarks on a remarkable and rather unusual adventure. Often wearing a wolf-like costume, Max loves nothing more than to play and pretend he is a wild creature. However, he does not have many companions, and in a fit of frustration, the boy runs away into the night. Soon thereafter, Max approaches a boat docked at the edge of what looks like a wide sea. He jumps aboard and sails off into the mist.
Hello?
Eventually, ending up in a giant, mysterious forest. There, he sees a group of strange creatures causing havoc and approaches them. These wild things are curious but wary of Max until he convinces them that he is a king with great magical powers with the ability to solve all of their problems.
You will be a truly great king.
As Max lives among the wild things, he finds great joy in having found friends for the first time in his life. He becomes especially close to Carol, a great brown being who is impulsive and very idealistic, voiced by Golden Globe winning actor James Gandolfini. Carol shows Max a model that he has built of his dream world, saying, "There should be a place where only the things that you want to happen, happen."
We were going to make a whole world like this, but not everyone needs to come here. But, you know.
Max is inspired to build a real-life version of the model for all the creatures to call home. However, Max soon realizes that not all is fun and games on the island. The wild things are greatly insecure and fear separation from one another. Carol is especially distraught when KW, a gentle wild thing voiced by American actress Lauren Ambrose, goes off alone to spend time with her other friends, owls named Bob and Terry. Though initially happy to run around freely with the rest of the creatures in the forest, Max soon realizes that he must reevaluate what it means to be a leader and part of the family. A coming-of-age tale about finding friends in the most interesting circumstances, Where the Wild Things Are is definitely a visual adventure. With the help of Jim Henson's Creature Shop, which made the animatronic suits, the wild things were truly brought to life from the pages of Sendak's book. The film was nominated for 23 awards, including the 2010 Golden Globe for Best Original Score in a Motion Picture. Everybody's Please stay off. Tuned to Supreme Master Television. Cinema Scene will be right back after some brief messages. Welcome back to Cinema Scene. Let us now take a look at Nine, set in a futuristic world. The film tells the story of nine living dolls created by a scientist shortly before humans became extinct from Earth. originally an Academy Award-nominated short film by director-screenwriter Shane Acker, it was made into a full-length feature with the help of co-producer Tim Burton. At the start of the movie, Nine, voiced by actor Elijah Wood, awakens for the first time in an old, abandoned building. He is alive, but how he came to be and his purpose are still unknown to him. Outside, everything appears to be destroyed and lifeless. Nine meets an older doll named Two, but soon after their encounter, Two is captured by a threatening cat-like machine. Thankfully, another doll named Five comes to Nine's rescue and takes him to the doll's home base, which they call Sanctuary. There, Nine meets some of the other dolls that have awoken before him. One, their paranoid and overbearing leader, Eight, a brawny bodyguard, and Six, a peculiar doll who continuously draws images that resemble Nine's talisman. To one's dismay, Nine and Five are determined to risk danger to try and rescue Two. After following a map, the two dolls find the machine's lair. And are aided by Seven in rescuing Two. Seven is the only female doll, voiced by Jennifer Connelly, and informs the others that she, Three, and Four are alive and well, but left the sanctuary because they no longer wanted to hide. The dolls rejoice in this reunion, but their happiness is interrupted. In a moment of impulse, Nine eyes an opening that matches his talisman and plugs it in. This awakens a giant, dangerous machine that is later revealed to have been built by the same scientist who created the dolls. The machine, called BRAIN, Brain, had been constructed to bring peace among humans, but became corrupted because it lacked a soul. Brain captures souls and uses them as fuel. As the machine grows increasingly powerful, Nine and his counterparts must find a way to stop Brain from its destructive path. Artful and action-packed, the film warns of the dangers of advanced technology unaccompanied by morality. Nine was nominated for 6 awards, including the 2010 Golden Reel for Best Sound Editing. Our final feature is the thrilling 2009 computer animated film Monsters vs. Aliens, produced by DreamWorks Animation and Paramount Pictures. The movie is directed by Rob Letterman and Conrad Vernon. The movie was the first ever to be produced directly in a stereoscopic 3D format, whereas most films are converted to 3D at the final stages of production. The film begins on the wedding day of our protagonist, Susan, voiced by award-winning actress Reese Witherspoon. Susan is hit by a mysterious meteorite that makes her grow several stories tall.
Wow. You're glowing.
Thank you.
No, Susan, you're like really glowing. You're green.
Oh, no.
She is detained by the United States military and taken to a top-secret facility housing other creatures deemed unsafe for society. There, Susan meets Dr. Cockroach, voiced by British actor and writer Hugh Laurie, a mad scientist who turned himself into a cockroach. She also makes the acquaintance of a hybrid creature named Missing Link, voiced by Canadian actor Will Arnett, and a lovable, clueless blob named B.O.B., Bob, voiced by Canadian actor, comedian, screenwriter, and film producer Seth Rogen. Though at first distraught and longing to return to a normal life, Susan, now renamed Ginormica by the government, cannot help but warm up to her oddball welcoming roommates. Susan's new companions are much more accepting of her than her family and fiancé after they see her new form. Meanwhile, in outer space, an evil alien named Galaxar, voiced by Rainn Wilson, sends a giant robotic device to Earth to capture a substance known as Quantonium. The President of the United States, voiced by comedian and television host Stephen Colbert, tries unsuccessfully to make peaceful contact with Galaxar's robot. The government proceeds to ask the monsters in the facility to fight the robot in exchange for their freedom.
You want us to fight an alien robot?
And in exchange, the President of these United States has authorized me to grant you your freedom.
Using hilarious and improvised tactics, the group of monsters is able to defeat the robot. Though at first happy to return to society, Susan and her friends soon realize that life as outsiders is not all easy. Still, the friends embrace their new life and are seemingly carefree until Galaxar kidnaps Susan upon discovering that her body contains his coveted Quantonium. As the greedy alien's plan unravels and the powers of Quantonium are revealed, Susan, with the help of her fellow monsters, must use their wit and courage to save the planet. Monsters vs. Aliens is an enjoyable film for the whole family that also teaches a valuable lesson about acceptance. The film won the 2010 Annie Award for Storyboarding in a Feature Production. Where the Wild Things Are, 9, and Monsters vs. Aliens feature adorable and unique characters who show that when it comes to love and friendship, outside appearances do not matter. Thank you for joining us for today's episode of The Cinema Scene. Coming up next on Supreme Master Television is Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living, right after Noteworthy News. May celestial wonders grace your life with inner beauty and true happiness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.